going well. Taking it one day at a time. The rain came right on time today, so we got to get off the field pretty quick. But besides that, we're trying to string them together, man. We got a team that's coming in here working hard, you know, so we're getting after it.
It seemed like the offense closed down like practice with a good run of the line. How you guys felt up there?
You know, when we get out in the red zone, we're trying to score. So, you know, we've had two decent days on finding the end zone. And, you know, like I said, the team's working hard. We're really just trying to find our identity right now. So, you know, the backs are running hard. Offensive linemen are finding their groove and getting their niche in there. And we're following the big boys in the end zone.
Is that why you guys are getting so excited when you score touchdowns in those drills? I mean, it seems like everybody's extra fired up when you score on that drill in particular.
Man, anytime you score, you know, the stands go wild. So we have to be our own energy out there on the practice field. It's late in practice, and we're trying to finish off practice strong. So we get excited anytime we go in the end zone and score.
Steve, a lot of guys have talked about kind of expanding your role and becoming more of a leader. Is that just part of the process of getting a little bit older, being around a little bit longer, and just feeling more comfortable in that locker room?
I think really what Coach says, you know, to us is, to, you know, being a leader is not really about what you say; it's more about what you do. And for me, going on year four, you know, it's about time that, you know, I step in there, and you know, if the team calls on me and wants me to take that leadership role, that's what I'm going to do. So it's kind of strange going from being one of the youngest guys in the room to one of the oldest, but time does that to you, and I realize that there's some guys in there behind me that are looking up to me. So I have to do my job to stay on my toes and be their leader at all times. You know, even when the coaches aren't around, and still have fun, but just be a leader and show these guys the right way to do things.
Does the contract play on your mind at all, Steven?
Not really, man. I have to be honest about it. It's there, but it's not my first concern. My first concern is going out there and being the best player for this team. And I think if I go out there and have a productive year and do what I need to do, the contract will take care of itself. So I'm not really going to put too much thought into it, because I think, you know, as you guys know, if I start thinking about that, you know, it could easily be a distraction. So I can't really worry with that. I'm going to have the good days, going to have some bad days, but I'm just going to keep working and keep my head in the dirt, and I'll keep grinding it out.
Steven, how do you feel about your running back teammates as a group?
I say it every year, man. I love my group. I really do. And I say particularly, and not to single out one guy, but James. You know, James has come in and he's done an awesome job. And, you know, me, Brandon, Shane, James, Steven, Roy, you know, it's a group of us in there. And we're all working hard. So as a group, we're getting it done. And so it's good to have everybody healthy and on the field for once, you know, and us as a unit. But we're just going to try to be a strong point as we have been in the past years. And whenever they call on us, we've got to go out there and make a play.
Have seen out of Roy in particular, Roy Finch?
Great speed. I mean, he's a small guy, but he covers the ground pretty quick, and he works hard.
Do you actually use why how he plays as explosive as kind of what he did?
You know, Coach has an eye for bringing guys in here. And, you know, from what I've seen with him coming in, he's been a team player. He's worked hard. He's made some great cuts. He's made some great catches. You know, he's doing it all on both sides of the ball, really all three phases, blitz, pick up, passing, and running. So, I mean, that's what we need in our running back room is a complete back and to come in there and get it all done. So I think he's going to fit in well here. And, you know, he hadn't really said much. He's just doing his job. And that's how Coach likes it. That's how the team likes it. And that's what we're looking forward to going forward.
You talked about leadership. What do you say you're maturing?
I mean, I think just over time, yeah, I would have to say so, going on year four compared to year one. And I don't really see that much change, you know, in me, but I just know that there's younger guys that are trying to find somebody to look up to as they're going through this process and trying to learn this offense and what it is to be a Patriot. So I've been here, and I know what Coach expects. And for me, I just have to go out there and just follow the straight and narrow and not try to do too much or say too much. Just go out there and do my job.
Is there a reason you've switched to the neon cleats this time?
Yeah. Man, I keep them guessing. I do anything to get through practice, man. So, you know, some days I come out in the Batmans, and other days it's, you know, the Hulks. But, I mean, it's no telling. I've got every color in the locker room, and I just try to find some way to make it fun and keep it interesting, man. Yeah.
Has it been an adjustment running behind some of the young offensive linemen like Stork so far? Have you gotten the chance to kind of adjust to that?
I mean, I've run them behind them a few times, but I honestly can't tell the difference between the second line and the first line. So I hope I don't get in trouble for saying that. But, I mean, I think that they're doing an exceptional job, and they're working together as a unit. It's a bunch of those young guys in there, and I think for this to be their first time together, they're doing a pretty good job. So they got to keep working. We got a lot of steps to go, but over the first three or four days, I think we've done good.